The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
It's International Fraud Awareness Week, and we've teamed up here at News Talk with Bank of Ireland to help educate and inform us all on how to protect our online profiles. We'll be joined by a number of anti-fraud experts to help cut through the jargon, drop the confusing terminology, and land the very simple message: stop, think, check. Now, joining us is Professor of Cyber Psychology, Dr. Mary Aiken. Mary, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Now, the online world, it's a jungle awash with fraudsters. I think that's fair to say.
Absolutely. What we've seen in the recent Red Sea stats is that 75% of people, that's 3 out of 4, have actually been targeted with cyber fraud attempts via text.
3 out of 4 via text. Now, you know, the first thing people might worry about is that someone who has their data, like their bank or the HSE or whoever, might be hacked and everything would be stolen. But most of the fraud is actually going to be much more intimate than that, isn't it?
Yes. And I think that when you see the numbers that are actually being subjected to these fraudulent texts, we're almost at a point where you have to presume that your phone number might be compromised in some way, just because of the sheer volume. And also, we've seen a 37% increase in these sort of attacks year on year. So I think the mindset really is to question everything in terms of incoming texts. You know, trust is a very human quality. We tend to trust things coming from what seems to be an authority figure, whether it's your bank or revenue or the health services. But the fraudsters are counting on that. You know, this is, everybody knows, well, you know, understands that hacking is a technical term in terms of something being hacked via technology. But the fraudsters actually want to hack the human brain by using psychological triggers embedded in the text. And this is what this campaign is all about.
Now, it's easy to spot them sometimes. You know, I got one in Irish and I didn't recognize the area code, so I looked it up and it was Sri Lanka. So I figured that a text Oscuelga coming from Sri Lanka is some chancer out there who has read that there is an Irish language and has used Google Translate to put a message up, thinking that all of us here speak Irish all the time. So that one's easy to spot. But some of the others look very official. They look like a serious communication from your bank.
They do. And the point is that people have been doing well. You know, they're really looking at texts and really trying to figure out, is this a real instruction from my bank or not? But cybercriminal behavior is constantly evolving and adapting. So just as soon as we get everybody aware of one type of fraud, it evolves and moves on. And we've had a lot of messaging in and around technical terms, in terms of your bank won't do this or don't click on this. But this new campaign, Stop, Think, Check, is actually, I worked with the bank, my area is cyber behavioral profiling, and we did content analysis of the semantics embedded into the text. What does that mean? It means looking at how the message is communicated. And what we found was all sorts of psychological triggers and drivers. For example, the use of caps. So capital letters, you know, BOI, alert. Well, that gets your attention. Then you have words like urgent, immediate. So that's calling to action immediately. Then you also have the whole thing of sort of the URL and embedded messaging. So the URL is the link and the text might say to you, your suspicious activity, you need to verify your account. And then you look at the URL and it says account verification at. So all of these things are designed to resonate when you start to look at it, to actually make you do something. We see time of day. So these texts tend to come in the late afternoon when you don't really have time to you ring your bank, or into the early evening when you're busy and juggling. They don't tend to come at the weekends because it would be unusual to get a text from your bank, say, on a Sunday. So cybercriminals are also very good at marketing and refining and, you know, fine-tuning their activities. And that's what we're trying to do in terms of raising awareness. So the first thing that we want to do is to get people to stop. do not respond immediately, because that's what the text is designed to do. Secondly, think about it. Have a look. Do your profiling. You'll see on our social media campaign lots of tips in terms of how you can dive into the messaging. And then final part is check. So Bank of Ireland have just launched a new service which you can take a message that you might think is suspicious and send it to 50365 with the word check before it. And within 60 seconds, the bank will reply and say if that has come from them. Now, you can also report to the Gardaí, or you can also go to various helplines.
Now, do banks, Bank of Ireland particularly, because you're familiar with them, do they actually text their customers at all?
They do in some instances, yes. But never asking you to verify, never asking you to give up your PIN number, or never asking you to give up your passcode, a one-time passcode.
So it would be either maybe a marketing thing or an information thing, but never one of those things. But what about if there is a problem? Like if the, for example, bank service is down or something and they say there's a problem, how do you know whether that's genuine or not?
Well, it's about the call to action. It's about what you're being asked to do. So just getting a general notification that services are on hold, that's not a call to action. The call to action is click here, put your details in. Those calls to action lead to the compromise of an account. And that's the part you've got to be very careful about.
Okay. So banks generally will not ask you to do something, to click on anything?
No, not to give up your personal details that might compromise your account.
And okay, we're seeing, stop, think, check.
Check. And we're seeing increasing sophistication in terms of now moving towards phone numbers being given out via these cyber fraudulent texts saying that your bank will call you shortly. And that's another sort of attack vector. And we've seen, again, in surveys, about 40% of people being targeted in this way. And it can look extremely plausible.
Yeah. And the problem is nowadays with call centres scattered all over the place, the time was you got a call from somebody and if they had an accent different to an Irish accent, you'd say, alert here, this has not come from Ireland. But loads of people from all over the world live and work in Ireland, or even Irish companies use call centres to do their business, which are located all over the world. So that's no warning sign anymore.
No, and the point is that during COVID, we all sort of migrated online and we had the construct of like hybrid working. Well, criminals also migrated online. And that's one of the reasons we've seen this surge in cyber criminality. You know, the internet has created this connectivity, which is fantastic in many ways, but it's also opened up, you know, angles of attack. And unfortunately, very often the people who are, you know, really suffering from financial hardship, they are the people who can be targeted because their levels of anxiety are high in terms of their finances, and they may be more likely to act to try and protect their finances. So we see sort of numbers in our analysis in and around, you know, your account has been compromised, a demand has been made for, you know, 2,000 euros. And for a lot of people, that might be their entire monthly paycheck. So they get very anxious. If the amount had been, say, 100,000, they would think, well, you're not going to get that out of my account. So we see that at the higher end. And then at the lower end, we see, you know, a package is about to be delivered, but some duty has to be paid. It's, you know, €1.90. And you think, well, that's a very small amount. I'll just click and pay. Because at this stage, at this point, we're all waiting for package of some sort most of the time.
And that is just to get access to your account.
Just to get access. And, and
a trifling amount, but then they're in. They have your details and in they go.
And at both end of the spectrum, you know, this works. We've also seen another evolution, which we call the parent trap, and effectively getting a text which appears to come from your child. It's like mom or dad, I'm using a temporary number, I urgently need money. And every parent is going to respond to that and think, goodness, you know, my kid is in difficulty, I better do something. And the whole point there is to try and identify, is this actually your child? So it's good maybe to have some sort of question that you could ask, like, where did we go on vacation last year? Provided you haven't pasted it all over some social media where that could be accessible in terms of your digital exhaust. But yeah. never to actually give the child's name by saying, you know, John, is that you? Or, you know, Deirdre, is that you? So to try and have a way of communicating with your child to verify who they are. I mean, it's sad that we live in times like this, but it's the reality.
Mary, it's very informative and very useful. And don't forget, if you do get a text message purportedly from your bank, Bank of Ireland, if that's your bank, what you do is you forward it on, put the word check in front of it, and you forward it on by text to 50365 50365. And Mary Aiken, Professor of Cyber Psychology, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.